Time now, though, to pick up the phone and chat with the Hall of Famer. Bob Greasy joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Bob, nice to talk to you. Nice trip to New York, wasn't it?
Yeah, how you guys doing? It was one of those games where it was... We haven't had too many of those where you were kind of a laugher in the second half and you kept wondering if it was going to continue, and it continued all the way through the fourth quarter. We didn't have a close game at the end, and that was great.
It was very enjoyable for a lot of reasons. Against the Jets, of course, near the top of the list right there. Were you nervous at halftime, though? Honest answer, it's 6 days later, 5 days later, nobody cares. But were you nervous at halftime when it was only 6-0 and they were playing as well as they were?
Well, you know, a lot of times that happens where you come out and you play well and you don't get any points. And is your opponent going to play as bad? They're always going to come out and play better. And are those missed opportunities going to come back to haunt you? And you know, I was thinking back in my career and how many times that happened. And geez, you shouldn't let those opportunities go, and the other team's going to come out and play better. But, you know, I wish we could play the Jets 16 times a year, you know?
After that performance, I think we all wish that. Now, Bob, let's talk about the game. You mentioned how nice it was to have a game where it wasn't down to the wire. What was the difference, in your opinion, between the Dolphins the rest of the season and this particular game against New York? What was the difference in their play where they played a full four quarters of football?
Well, I think defensively we just played solid football. I know they had some problems with their quarterback situation, but I thought we played good in the secondary. We stopped the run. That's you know, this team, the Jets, they beat New Orleans. They beat the Saints, and they beat the Patriots. Mm-hmm. And they did it mainly by running the football. And we stopped the run. I think that was the main thing going in there. It was just shutting down, stopping the run. And I think that was the key right there. And then in the second half, we got our offense untracked.
Bob, this football team seemed like it's just two total different people, one on the road, one at home over the last couple of weeks. These guys been going on the road, and it seemed like they're feeling very comfortable. Last week, you look at them, and it just seemed like they came out ready to play. That second half, they just took it to the New York Jets. Going into this Pittsburgh game where you're sitting here 6-6, you have opportunity. If you win out, maybe you're able to get into the playoff. What has that energy been like for these guys? Because road games are going to be very important, because if they do get in the playoff, you're going to have to play on the road and hopefully get to that ultimate goal.
Well, I think one of the things we're going to have to overcome this week is the weather, because I think we're going to get some cold weather up there. And not only the weather, but the field. You know, when we played, I think the Astrodome was the worst field that we played on. Everybody knows which field is the worst field in the league. And I think if you ask all of the players in the NFL, Pittsburgh's field would be right up there. Now, why is it so bad? It's a regular grass field, and the University of Pittsburgh and the Steelers play on the same field, so they're tearing it up. Now, down at our place, the University of Miami plays on the same field, but the climate is so much different. We have a warm climate where the grass can grow, but up there, that grass stops growing earlier in the season, and it's a bad field, and it's going to be slippery, and it's going to be a factor that the players are going to have to adjust to along with the weather.
No doubt about it. Bob Greasy is with us as we preview Sunday's game against Pittsburgh. He'll, of course, be calling the game along with Jimmy Cephalo and Joe Rose on the radio. You enjoy watching Ben Roethlisberger play the quarterback position. I mean, if you're not going against him, if you're not, you know, the team that has to worry about him on a particular day, I think it's just an incredible thing to watch him extend the play the way he does.
Well, you're right, and he's so big. He's like 6'5" and about 240, at least 240. He's a tree trunk. He's hard to bring down. He's like some of these other guys in the league that we've been playing this year. Andrew Luck is a guy that's tough to bring down. I think, you know, they've got a new offensive coordinator. This is the second year for Todd Haley. And I think the first year, last year, when this team was 8-8 and their offense didn't play that well. I don't think Ben and Haley were on the same page. But now I think this year, after the first three games of the year, I think Roethlisberger just overtook the play calling, and I think they're just allowing him to call the plays on the field in a hurry-up offense somewhat, and he's doing more of the play calling. They're giving him a free hand of checking off, doing what he wants to do, running the plays. Whereas before, I think when the plays were being sent in last year, and he didn't maybe like it, but he had to run it. Anyway, he's playing a lot better, and the system is doing better. And defensively, last year they led the league in a lot of different categories. This year, defensively, they're about middle of the pack, but they've got some veterans in that secondary. Three of the four guys, Polamalu, Ryan Clark, and Ike Taylor, are at least 11-year veterans in the National Football League. So they got a lot of experience in that secondary.
Bob, four games left to play. We're in the thick of the playoff hunt here. If we kind of, in a way, you can say you almost control our own destiny. Tell me what you're going to look at for when you look at Ryan Tannehill over the next 4 weeks. Four games, three of them against division opponents. This is a tough game with weather on the road. You know, what do you want to see from that quarterback position over the next 4 weeks?
Well, I want to see some leadership and some maturity. I think if we win 3 out of 4, if we go 9-7, I think we got a pretty good chance of being in the playoffs. And that's a step up from where we were. I think that's a step up from last year. I think that's motivation to go into next year and even do better than that. But he has to have some leadership, and I think he's ready for that. One thing that I think he needs to improve on, and you can improve on this, is the deep passes, because sometimes they're short, sometimes they're long, and you can improve on that in the off season. I mean, you just need to be able to work on it. That there's no other way to say it than just work on throwing the deep ball. And you can work on that in the off season, but the next three or four games, if we win 3 of the 4, Tannehill's going to have to be the leader, and that's what he has to do.
Makes a lot of sense. Bob Greasy is with us. Somebody called in earlier, and they wanted to know about, you know, from a weather standpoint. Tannehill said this week he's never played in snow before. You know, he's a Texas kid. He went to Texas A&M. First time for a quarterback in snow. I mean, obviously, I guess it depends what kind of snow it is. But is that something that is going to be a real conversation point on Sunday, or is he just going to go out there, feel the ball, and kind of deal with it?
I think it's going to be fun. You know, like go back to when you were a kid. You know, we all used to go outside and we loved to play in the snow, unless it's a really wet, heavy snow. You know, if it's rain and everything's going to be wet, the ball's going to be wet, it's going to be slippery. A lot of these guys that work in work out in the cold weather, Peyton Manning's now wearing gloves. Ben Roethlisberger is wearing gloves. We don't have that opportunity down here to get used to wearing gloves, and these aren't big, bulky gloves. They're real thin, tight, tacky gloves where a quarterback can get used to them and grip the ball and throw the ball. He hasn't had a chance to do that. I don't know if he's going to try them during the game or not.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, and we'll see what approach he takes. I imagine he'll have the hand warmer out there, but we'll see about the gloves. Cold, and wet expected Sunday at Pittsburgh. Bob Greasy will be doing the game on radio with Jimmy Cefalo and Joe Rose. Bob, appreciate it as always, and have a good trip up to Western PA.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Maybe next week we can talk about another win on the road.
I would love that. Yeah. Make it happen, would you?
All right, we will.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Bob. Bob Greasy on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.